It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're studying the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 8. We're going to begin reading with verse 7. And that's Revelation chapter 8, verse 7. We'll read to the end of the chapter. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And again, that would be Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to send us an email, that would be at Parkview Bible. That's parkviewbible@gmail.com. If you'd like to visit our website, and please do, we've got many messages up there, Bible studies, Sunday messages, our Constitution, the plan of salvation, please don't miss it. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. www.parkviewbiblechurch.org is our website, so www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Revelation chapter 8, beginning to read with verse 7. Revelation 8, 7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees was burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. A second angel sounded, and it was as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood. And a third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. And a third angel sounded. Now this is the trumpets as they're sounding. We've got seven trumpets to be sounded. And here is the third trumpet. The third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And a third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And a fourth angel sounded. And a third part of the sun was smitten. A third part of the moon. A third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of the heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy this study. I just ask that you will guide and lead us as we look to your precious word. We must have the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that he will come and lead us through these words, that we may know you and follow you and serve you. Please, dear Father, that you'll allow your Holy Spirit that he can use us. And we know that only when we come by faith to you, only when we come by faith to you and believe in your Son, the Lord Jesus, that died on the cross of Calvary for us, only then, Father, can we have the opportunity, the Holy Spirit, to teach us your word. Thank you, dear Father, for that blessed gift that you've given us, allowing your Spirit to come to live within the heart of every believer. Thank you, Father. Please guide and lead us now, those who do not know you as their Savior, that today they will come. They will come and believe and trust. And those, Father, that do know you, please, that this be a wonderful fellowship as we come together today to look at the judgments that's going to come upon this earth and upon the wicked of this earth. And, Father, no one we know, no one needs to go through this time if they would just come to you and believe. Please, Father, as this world very evidently becomes more and more ungodly. Please, today would be a turning point that folks would turn to you and begin to serve you and walk with you and receive the blessings. They are already, Father, receiving blessings from you, but today, if they would be born again, it would be the greatest day of their life. Guide and lead us now, dear Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have looked at this first trump as it was sounded, as the first angel came. And the first angel, as they gave the call forward. And I don't want you to miss that. The first angel sounded, kind of stepped into position as these. This is the seventh seal. Remember, we've had six seals, and then we had the seventh seal, and the seventh seal as it's come now. And when it was opened, and this is the first verse of chapter 8, if you have not been with us through these studies, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. There was such an awful sight that it silenced all of the heavens for a half an hour. And then he saw seven angels which stood before God, and they were given seven trumpets. Now that's what we're looking at here, the sounding of these seven trumpets. And judgment is coming down upon this earth and upon the wicked of this earth. God is in the process of redeeming what is his. And this is how he is doing it. And so please don't miss any part of these studies. First angel sounded, again stepped into position, raised his trumpet, and the blast came forth. And we have hail, fire, and blood. And there was real chunks of ice, it was literal fire, and it was real blood. And the result of that, a third of all the trees will perish. All green grass was burned up. And so please that you see it. Can you imagine these blazes of fire, the streams of blood, and these great chunks? You know, we have hailstones come down from time to time. It's going to be nothing compared with what we'll have here, that just great chunks of ice are coming down and all falling upon the earth. And men will run for their lives, and they'll try to hide themselves from the wrath of God. Instead of coming and realizing that they're standing against God, they will run from him and continue to reject his gift of salvation that he has handed to all the world. At this point, there are going to be many that have crossed the line and are not going to be able to be saved. And so it is so sad, but again, every individual that has ever lived, has had an opportunity of salvation, to be saved, to receive the gift of salvation that our Lord Jesus gives. There is not one individual that is in the place of torment today, awaiting their eternal home of the lake of fire, because they have rejected, they have not believed. Unbelief has caused this. By doing that and being in the place of torment, there isn't one person that's there that has not had a clear opportunity and a choice to be saved. They have rejected that choice, and so now they are in the place of torment, as will be every individual that does not believe. Now the second angel is about to sound, and we look at the eighth verse. And the second angel sounded, as it were a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood, a third part of the creatures that were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. As we look at this now, think about it as it were a mountain. It's not a literal mountain, as it were a mountain. And so it's been considered that possibly it's just a great meteorite as it plunges to earth. It says, as it were. So God has to use in his word, as he tells John, and we read, he has to use things that are of an our earthly minds will allow us to somewhat understand what's coming, what kind of judgment is coming. And so he explains when he says it's a mountain, or he said the rivers turn to blood, or he'll say, as he does here, as it were. It's similar to that. This is the only thing that can kind of explain it. And again, maybe possibly it's a great meteorite. It's something that God creates for this single judgment here. It is kind of like the great fish that swallowed up Jonah. God can make, create, and do whatever he wants to do to bring his point across, to bring people to repentance. A third part of the sea became blood. You'll notice now it doesn't say seas. And so the Mediterranean Sea is what is before Jerusalem here. And at this time, the Antichrist will be reigning from Jerusalem. And all these judgments will be really concentrated. It'll be all over the world. But the most severe will be in the land of Israel, what God calls the land of Israel, not what man calls the land of Israel. But the original promise that he had, that is where the focus of these judgments will come. And they will be, again, concentrated strongly upon the land of Israel, most severe in that area. We find that in the sea, and so again, it's very evident that the Mediterranean Sea, possibly all seas, but the Mediterranean will be the main. The third part of the creatures of the sea will die. A third part of the ships will be destroyed. You know, as we see today, we find that this meteorite, or this great, as it were, a great mountain, plunges to the earth. And if it comes and hits in the sea, we know what that means. We have this great tidal wave that comes forward with such tremendous force. And we have witnessed those things around the world as an earthquake under the sea, under the oceans occur, and what that does in sending this tremendous wave of water with such speed and such might and such force. And the damage is unbelievable what takes place. And so for this process to happen, to destroy the ships, very possibly. God may have another plan completely, but even in our earthly eyes, we can see how something like this can take place. And so, once again, with this second angel sounding, we have, as it were, a great mountain, In verse 8, the second angel sounded, as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. A third part of the sea became blood. A third part of the creatures that were in the sea and had life died. And a third part of the ships were destroyed. And so we find that in the 8th and 9th verse of this second. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 7. Exodus chapter 7, and we have a cross-reference here that I would like to read. Back in the book of Exodus, Genesis, Exodus chapter 7, Exodus chapter 7, and we're going to look at verse 19 and through 21. Exodus chapter 7. Verse 19, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying unto Aaron, take thy rod, stretch out thine hand unto the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, upon their ponds, upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and vessels of stone. Moses and Aaron did so, as the Lord commanded. And he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh, in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish that were in the river died, and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. You see, when God requested that it's time for Israel to leave Egypt, they were in bondage. There had many been called upon the Lord to redeem them from their slavery that had happened in Egypt. They had still not recognized that they needed a Savior, but they did recognize that God, some of them, that God could deliver them. Well, he sent the servant Moses and his brother Aaron, and they went before Pharaoh. And we know, if you know the story at all, you know that Pharaoh did not listen. And so the plagues came one at a time. And one of them was that he turned all the water of Egypt. Now, isn't that something? And again, blood, literal blood, not just red coloring in the water, but literal blood. And it wasn't just to show you the power of God and the authority of God. It was not just that he turned that one body of water, but all the rivers and even the vessels that they had already filled with water prior to this turned to blood. Turned to blood. God's power and God's strength. And so he repeats this plague to here in the second angel as he sounds the second trumpet. And so we repeat that to an extent, and it will continue here as we find that the waters of the rivers and fountains in the third angel, as he sounds his trumpet, the third trumpet, we're going to find that this disaster will continue. But can you imagine what that would be like as a third part of the sea became blood? Now, we come down to the 10th verse, and we look now once again at the third trumpet. The third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, as it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. A third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. So we're to the third one, to the third trump that sounds. This is all found in the seventh seal. As we have opened up each one of these seals one at a time, we've looked at them, we've talked about them, and now we have gotten to the seventh seal. When that seventh seal was opened, we found in that seventh seal the seven trumpets and three woes. And so please, as we look at these now, and we're finding ourselves to the third angel, as he sounded, burning as it were a lamp, once again, similar to the great mountain, as it were, as the Scripture says, like a great torch, possibly another meteor. You know, we can see that at night, you know, as a small meteor comes and burns up in our atmosphere. Well, this one will not burn up. It will come down and strike the earth and fell upon a third part of the rivers and fountains of water. This burning torch, when it hit the waters, it poisoned the waters. It calls it wormwood here, and this wormwood is a perennial herb, and it is used. We can go back to Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 15, and we'll go back there in just a minute. But it's extremely bitter, and it is used in the manufacturing of intoxicating beverages. And so God poisoned it. And to the point that men died. Many died of these waters. Let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 15. Jeremiah 9, 15. I hope you know your Bibles. Jeremiah 9. Jeremiah 9, 15. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. Please look at this again. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them waters of gall to drink. I will scatter them also among the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them till I have consumed them. What a sad statement. Judgment has been a part ever since the beginning of time. Not because God is a vengeful God, but because of man's continual disobedience to walk away from Him and serve other gods. He wants us to serve Him freely and openly. Instead of that, we serve the creation, we serve many other gods, and our God is a jealous God. So please understand to come by faith to Jesus, call upon Him for your salvation, please. Then begin to walk with Him each and every day. Learn His precious word. Serve Him, praise Him, honor Him, lift Him up as He needs to be lifted up to the highest position in your life. All men need to do that. This wormwood poisoned, and many died. Again, the name of the star, or this meteor, or whatever you want to call it, is called wormwood. And a third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters, which were made bitter. Next, we have the fourth trump sound. And the fourth angel, verse 12, Revelation 8, 12. The fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, so as a third part of them were darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of the heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. The fourth angel sounded. A third part of the sun is smitten. A third part of the moon. A third of the stars. So we have, according to this scripture, a third part of them were darkened. A third part of the day is gone. A third part of the night is gone. Let's go to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. And we're going to read verses 25 and 26. Actually, we'll read to the through verse 28. Luke 21, 25. There shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The Lord Jesus is coming back. He's coming back at the close of this seven-year terrible tribulation period upon the earth, as judgment is being brought upon mankind, evil mankind, and upon the earth. As I said at the beginning, God is redeeming what's His. He's taken it back. And if you refuse to come, and it's a free gift. I mean, He's not forcing you in any way. But what He is doing is giving you what's due you. What He's giving you with these judgments is exactly what we all deserve. We deserve this. We deserve it. And let me just take a minute here and look. We find with the first trump, as it sounds, the first angel sounded, and following, hail and fire mingle with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees and was burnt up, and the green grass was burnt up. So you see, in the first trump that's sounded by the first angel that's allowed to do this, we have blood. Look at the second trumpet. Second angel sounded, as it were a great mountain burning with fire, cast into the sea. A third part of the sea became blood. Let's look at the third trumpet. And a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and fell upon a part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the stars called wormwood, and a third part of the waters became wormwood. Many wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And now we come to the fourth. A third part of the sun was smitten, a third part of the moon, a third part of the stars, a third part was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. This judgment, and many of these judgments, involve blood. And the reason is because our Lord shed His precious blood for you and for me, for every individual that's ever lived. And when you reject that blood, God is going to remind you of what you have rejected with these judgments. Many of the judgments involve the blood. We find that back in Exodus, as we just read, as they were coming before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh refused to allow Israel to leave. Now we find in Revelation, as we look at these final judgments that's taking place here upon the earth during this tribulation period. And when we look at that, we find that there is the blood. Now, many today deny the blood of Jesus Christ. They do not talk about the blood. They do not think the blood of Jesus has any power or any strength. If you deny the blood of Jesus Christ, you're not born again. You're not saved. If you say the blood is nothing, the blood stands for His death. That's what most say. And that's a lie. It is the precious blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary. The same blood, after it was shed, Jesus gathered up and took and presented to His Father, just like was done in the tabernacle, because the high priest and the Lord Jesus is our high priest. If you're born again, He takes that position as high priest, is that position. So the high priest, during the Day of Atonement, would catch the blood from one of the goats, and he would take that blood in through the holy place, through the veil, into the Holy of Holies. It was only done once a year. Only allowed to enter into the Holy of Holies once a year, into the very presence of God. And he would take that blood that represented the blood of Jesus, represented it, that was coming. Jesus had not died yet. And they would sprinkle that blood seven times. The number seven through the Scripture is perfection. That blood was sprinkled seven times on the mercy seat, because that's the only way that mercy seat became mercy. By the blood. And so God reminds all of mankind, as they have rejected the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ for their salvation, He is reminding them as He brings these judgments upon this earth. You and I deserve that. But if you'll only believe, if you'll only come by faith to Jesus and trust in Him, if you'll do that, that's all you need to do. He saves you. He keeps you. Trust in Jesus today. Please call upon him for your Savior. Please, I don't want you to face this time. Please. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?